welcome to this week's lesson. And what I want to talk about this week is something that I find occurring pretty much every single person I've ever worked with one-on-one. And it's the idea that we're always looking to achieve these great things. When it comes to weight loss, we're looking for the big weight loss, the big changes in clothes, the big changes in how we look and how we feel. The problem is that in reality, we never actually, we can't make those big things happen all at once, okay? So what I mean by that is this, that when we think about, you know, losing a lot of weight, that is the accumulation, okay? That's the result, the end result of a lot of little steps, a lot of work, okay? Or a lot of action. It's the end result. Right? So I want to stay with me on this too, please, because I think this is so important, and it's subtle, but it's just so valuable. When you really internalize this and start to appreciate and understand that really what you need to do to make these changes in your eating and your exercising and your body, your health, your energy, is you need to focus on the little things. And, you know, we talked before about instant gratification. As soon as you do that little thing, you need to feel good about it, okay? It needs to feel good in your body, all right? Because once this happens, this is how you start doing these things every day, right? Every week, every month, and that's when you get permanent weight loss, okay? That's how you get it to last, and that's how you get major, major results. The thing is, it takes a while. I'm just going to put it out there and say that again, right? We don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear that it takes a while. We don't want to hear that it takes consistent effort, okay? But let's face it, it does. It does take consistent effort. Now, I will tell you this, though. The effort can be enjoyable. It can be easy, okay? It can be fun. But the thing is, we need to understand in our minds that we're focusing on step by step by step. And so what I mean by this, let me give you some practical examples of what I'm talking about. You know, sometimes people will say, well, if I can't go to the gym for an hour, then it's not worth it, okay? And this is wrong, okay? This is absolutely wrong, because what you want to start doing is thinking the opposite of it almost, okay? Where you say, well, I'm going to park further away from the store. I'm going to take the stairs. I'm going to, you know, do other things that just get me moving. I'm going to clean the house, right? Every little thing, every little time when you're moving more, every time you make a better decision, you eat a little more fruit, you eat that apple, you eat that banana, you say no to the donut, you say no to the bagel, whatever it is, every time you do that, it's one more step on that path that you want to be on, okay? Now, the bad news is that it does take a little while, right? Permanent change in a comfortable and enjoyable way takes a little bit longer, okay? It's not this drastic dieting, exercising, where you get these fast, really, you know, intense results that don't last. What we're looking to do is creating a longer-term plan. And while it may take a little bit longer initially, the beauty is that it lasts. It's permanent. It's easier to maintain, okay? And so in your mind, you can start thinking, what's this going to be like in a year, 5 years, 10 years, when I have these habits installed, right? When I have these behaviors going on, okay? So how do you use this practically? What you want to start doing is, and again, this might be hard for you because it's almost the opposite of how we've been taught. Because we've been taught so much to say, oh, that's not going to help. That's not going to matter. That's not going to make any difference. And we need to shift that so that you're doing every tiny little thing you possibly can to help you out. Okay? So if it is drinking that glass of water. Again, drinking that glass of water is not going to knock 5 pounds off your body. Okay? But neither is eating an ice cream cone. Okay, it's the accumulation of the behaviors that ends up creating your weight. Remember, you can't lose weight. Okay, you can only live and eat and exercise in a way where your weight is what it is. Remember, your weight is a reflection of your eating and your exercise habits. Okay, so remember that a lot of times we're looking at the reflection and trying to change it, but the only way to change it is by changing up our behaviors, by changing up our actions. And if you start looking at, well, you drink a glass of water and you tell yourself, great, that was another glass of water. I'm on my way. Right? You eat an apple. Great, that was a great decision. I enjoyed the apple. I want to eat more of them. I want to make that more of a habit. How can I do that? Right? You eat a banana. Great. You say no to a donut. Oh, that was awesome. That felt good. You know what I mean? You're constantly building yourself up that way. You feel good about yourself. You feel good about the decisions you're making and how easy it can be. And as you start stringing these together, you're going to be amazed at what happens. If you only look at, well, I have to eat perfectly for the week or none of it matters. Right? I have to go and exercise for an hour every time or it doesn't count. If you set it up that way, it's very, very hard to continue with that for a long period of time, and you're just making it so hard on yourself. I'll give you an example. You would never treat a friend, or if you have a child, you would never treat a child like that, right? Where it's like they've been doing good, like they've been eating good all week, but then one day they screwed up, right? You wouldn't say, oh, you screwed it all up now. You blew the whole thing. You would be supportive, right? And you'd tell them, oh, that's okay. You know, you did great for most of the week, and just get back on track. But then sometimes when it comes to ourselves, we're so critical and so hard, and we expect ourselves to be so perfect that we don't respond the same way to ourselves that we would to family or friends, okay? And you need to start doing that. And you do that by beginning to appreciate, I don't want to say baby steps either. Baby steps has got this implication that, you know, it's not going to do anything, it's going to take forever, all the rest of it. But what I want you to understand is that your weight loss happens the same way that your weight gain did. It happens by continual steps, continual actions. Now, if those continual actions, you know, people don't gain weight by, you know, sitting down one day and just eating a whole, you know, five pizzas and sundaes, you know, and drink gallons of milk. That's not how people gain weight. It's a little bit at a time, little actions kind of stacking up on one on top of the other. All right. So what you want to do is the exact same thing the opposite way. And the way you get to that is by focusing on the little tiny behaviors and just trying to stack and accumulate as many of them as possible with the idea in the back of your mind that as you get more and more of these behaviors, little ones, easy ones, and as you get used to doing those, it becomes who you are, okay? You want to replace all the little kind of bad behaviors you had and replace them with the behaviors that are bringing you in the direction you want. But again, it's got to be this micro-focus, these little behaviors, and appreciating them. Giving yourself a pat on the back for any little thing you do. Right? I'm telling you, the other day, I washed my windows in my house. Right? Hadn't done them in a while. And part of me said, hey, it was exercise. I told myself that. Now, is it exercise like going to the gym and working out for an hour? No, I know that too. But it was something that actually got me moving. It was something that actually made my mindset better. It made me feel better. I felt cleaner. I felt like I did something. I accomplished something. I appreciated it. And I let myself know that. It felt better. I felt it wasn't the biggest accomplishment in the world. I know that. But it was one more little thing that made me feel better. I felt better after I had done it than before I had done it. Okay? That's what I'm talking about, is letting yourself feel good. And letting yourself feel good about little things. Little things that don't matter. Okay? Because as you start feeling better and better about these little things, taking every opportunity you can to feel good about yourself, no matter how small it is, what happens is it starts to build on top of itself. And you start to become a new person. And what happens is your body starts to transform. I promise you. And the worst case scenario is your mind starts to transform. You start to feel better. You may still be overweight, but at least you start feeling like you're doing something. If you allow yourself to. Okay? And that's what this whole lesson is really about. It's about you allowing yourself to feel good about the little things. Because it's the little things that turn into the big things. There's no such thing as just being able to do a big thing all at once. Right? You don't lose weight in a week. You don't lose weight in a day. Right? It takes time. And so in order to make that happen, I want you to begin focusing on the small little things. Every little thing you can do, right, is something to feel good about. And everything you do wrong, or everything you kind of let yourself down with, is just something you did, let it go. It's a little thing. Okay? It's not the whole story. Remember, sometimes I'll say that, you know, politics, I say the cover-up was worse than the crime. Right? And so with weight loss, sometimes we make like, you know, we overeat one meal or something. So, I blew it. It's all done. That's not the case. Okay? The truth is that it's our weight is a reflection of our habitual behaviors. Okay? And so as you start stacking up more and more good behaviors, more and more behaviors that create the body you want, the feelings, the emotions, the energy level you want, it starts to accumulate and it builds up. And that's how it works in both ways. Okay? So start paying attention to the small things and let yourself feel good about them. Okay? That's my hope for you and my challenge. You know, try it out. You know, let yourself feel good for a week, right? With all the little things you do. The bad things you end up doing, let them go. Okay? And do something small to make yourself feel better in that moment. Okay? And as you stack those up, I think you're going to be amazed at how it feels. Okay? It's a big shift you can make in your mind. And what you may find by doing this is you may find yourself continually going back, oh, those don't matter. That's not going to make any difference. They do make a difference. Okay, I promise you. And the beauty is it makes a long-term difference. And that's what we're looking for here, is a long-term permanent change in your behaviors and in your body. Okay, so you look the way that you want to. But it starts by focusing on the small things, the things that you used to define as small. Because that's what creates, that's the foundation of what ultimately appears big to us. Okay? So use that this week, pay attention to it, and I'll talk to you next week.